Good morning. I'm not Stu. Is that okay? Can you hear me? Yeah? Okay. This morning, we're thinking about the topic of worship. And I must admit, when we were given the topic of worship, I thought, how are we going to do that in an hour on a Sunday morning? So we've got a real whistle-stop tour this morning, okay? So first of all, what do you think of when you hear the word worship? What do you think of when you hear the word worship? I don't want to call out any answers, things that you think of if you hear the word worship. Call out. Singing, brilliant. Anything else? Looking upwards. Surrender. It's massive. I produced a word cloud. That's what they're called. I learned that this week. That's a word cloud of things that I thought of, or really, basically, it's notes from what I was going to say today. But lots of different things that we might think of in worship. Today, we're going to explore a little bit about worship, what it means, and what it is. The dictionary definition of worship is a bit unusual, really, because it talks about expressing our feelings towards a deity. Well, we know that we worship God. We worship God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we've got the noun worship. This is where I look at Catherine, wherever she is, because she's our she knows all about the grammar of these things. So it could be to express reverence or adoration for a deity. And that's what we do here. We show reverence or worship to God. The word worship, it comes from the Old English. I learned something else here today, this week. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. I think it might be worthship, but it comes from giving worth to something, giving an acknowledgement of what something is worth. So really, worship is to spend time thinking about or giving respect to something or someone. And when we come together, like we have this morning, we express our worship together as a corporate body, we might say. That's kind of the technical words. But the church comes together, people together to worship God. And we can do that in lots of different ways. And we're going to explore some of the ways that we do that in a little while. But first of all, we're going to sing again. And we're going to sing a worship song. Some of you might know this. I think we did it last week as well, called La Alleluia. Okay, and this one, you do need to be active for this one. Okay, so if you want to get up, have a little dance or a jig or clap, you can. Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to think a little bit about what worship is. This is Stuart, by the way. This is Stuart. So some of you were given verses this morning when you came in. Okay, I nobbled a few people and said, could you please be brave enough to read this out? So thank you if you volunteered, or I volunteered you. We're going to come and find you. The rest of you, what you've got to do is think about what act of worship is being done in these verses. So we're going to think a little bit about what the Bible says about how we worship, okay? So what are the people doing in worship? Do you want to find, should I find the first person? What do you prefer? Right, she's over there under the balcony.
1 Chronicles 16:23 to 24. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
So what act of worship is being done in that verse? And it could be more than one. Anyone got any ideas? What's being done there? Sing. Anything else? Declare and proclaim. So things we can do in worship. We can sing, we can declare, we can proclaim. Where's Rosanna Conway? She's got the next one.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
Good girl, Rosanna. And what's being done there? Shout. Sorry, I've got too many hands here. Not enough hands, rather. Shout. Worship. Come before him with joyful songs. Yeah, I did think about worship. I kind of thought they're all to do with worship, aren't they? So, right, Stuart, you ready for the next one?
Kings 8:54. When Solomon had finished praying this entire prayer and supplication to the Lord, he arose before the altar of the Lord from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread toward heaven.
So what are we doing there? What act of worship is being done there? Things we can do? Praying, kneeling, his hands spread towards heaven, his supplication, praying as well, yeah. So praying with his hands outstretched, that's right. I kind of think, what other part of your body could you kneel with from kneeling on his knees? Kind of made me think anyway. So different things we can do in worship. Okay, who's next? Emma. She didn't want to do this.
Exodus 34, verse 8. Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshipped.
It was only a short one. Thank you, Emma. Okay, quite obvious, that one. Bowed down. Bow down to the ground to worship. So all things we can do. It's over here, front.
May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord.
Meditating, yeah. We can meditate as part of our worship. We can rejoice. I don't know whether I was thinking about those two. Do they go together? But obviously they do. Meditation for me tends to be sort of quiet and reflective, but we can rejoice in many ways. Okay, where's Ken? Wave at me. Thank you, Ken. I said it's going to be active. I think it's more active for me and Stuart than anyone else. Oh, sorry.
This is from Exodus chapter 15, verse 20. Then Miriam, the prophet, Aaron's sister, took her timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels and dancing.
Does anyone know what a timbrel is? Yeah, tambourine. We've got one on the stage. Yeah, Dawn's got one over there. Yeah, that this verse, this is from just after they've crossed the Red Sea to get away from Pharaoh. So play an instrument in worship. I know lots of people do that. Some aren't so good, but, you know, some of you can play the tambourine. Dance. You can dance in worship. Nice to see some people having a little jig in the last song. Okay, Lily. Oh, no, you got Paul first.
I think these are things that ministers need to demonstrate.
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20 says this. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Things that are being done there. Speaking psalms. The psalms are great if you want a place to pray or worship from. There's so many psalms. Jonathan read Psalm 100 this morning, which was kind of a call to worship. Sing hymns and songs. Make music. And giving thanks. All things that we can do in worship. Right, our last verse. Lily, you ready?
Clap your hands
all the nations shout to God with cries of joy.
Thank you, Lily. And that's from the Psalms as well. So things we can do, we can clap, we can shout. So loads of different things that we can do in worship. Thank you, everybody, for reading. Give them a clap because some of them read so well. Thank you. So there are loads of things that we can do in worship. Lots of different ways we can express ourselves. But the starting point for our worship should be our love for God. Lots of those people, David who wrote the Psalms and Miriam with her dancing and her tambril, their starting point of worship was their love for God, and they expressed it in different ways. And our starting point for worship should come out of our love for God. So the word worship means such a lot. When we come together on a Sunday, as we do this morning, we worship God together to do many of these things. Some of these things we might do in our private worship at home during the week. You might pray, you might sing, you might dance, you might play an instrument. But everything we do should be an act of worship, whether it be at school, at home, at work, wherever we are. The way we live our lives and our attitude should honour God and worship Him. And last week, Jonathan spoke in the evening on Colossians chapter 3, and there was one verse that he picked out. And when he did, I wrote this down quickly. It's got a little quote from you here, Jonathan, afterwards. This is Colossians 3, verse 17. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And then Jonathan said this: everything we do has the potential to be an act of worship. And it's true, everything we do. We can come together like this and sing songs like we have done this morning, to dance, to sing, to play instruments. But everything we do should be an act of worship. And I know Stuart's going to talk a little bit more about that later on. So we're going to sing again. Okay. And this song talks a little bit about some of the things that we've talked about as well, worshipping in different ways.
Passage from 1 Chronicles 15 and 16. And I must admit, when I chose this and I looked at the names, first of all, I thought, why have I picked one that are so hard to pronounce? And then I thought, I feel so sorry for our signing team. I really do. I apologize. I really do. So when you hear these words, this is the action I'd like you to do. So when we hear the word priest, I want you to go like, amen. Can we do that? Anything like that. Right, cymbals. Oh, my drummer's gone. No. Oh, you can do the tambourine. So this will wake people up. So when the cymbals, I want you to say crash and mime the cymbals. Ready? Crash. There we go. The lyre, when you hear that, which was kind of a funny small harp thing, I want you to play air guitar. Who knows how to play air guitar? Very good. When you get to the word harp, I want you to mime a harp and go like, bling, sort of like a dream sequence, bling. When you hear singing, I want you to sing, hallelujah. Very good. Trumpet, I want you to mime and make a trumpet fanfare. It's like, do, 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 or something like that. And when you hear the word shout, I want you to shout, praise God. Right, let's see how this goes. Let's see if I can say all of this. The reading's kind of in two halves, so when I get to the bit where David does his prayer, you don't have to try and join in with those ones. So this is from 1 Chronicles 15 and 16. David assembled all Israel in Jerusalem to bring the Ark of the Lord to the place he had prepared for it. The Levites carried the Ark of God with the poles on their shoulders, as Moses had commanded, in accordance with the word of the Lord. David told the leaders of the Levites to appoint their fellow Levites as musicians to make a joyful sound with musical instruments, lyres, harps, and cymbals, crash. The musicians, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were to sound the bronze cymbals, crash. Zechariah, Jaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play the lyres. It gets worse. And Mattithiah, Eliphelehu, Mikneah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah were to play the harps. Kenaniah, the head Levite, was in charge of singing. Alleluia. That was his responsibility because he was skillful at it. Shebaniah, Jehoshaphat, Nathaniel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar the priests, amen, were to blow trumpets before the Ark of God. Now David was clothed in a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who were carrying the ark, and as were the musicians, and Kenaniah, who was in charge of the singing, alleluia, of the choirs. So all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouts, praise God, with the sounding of ram's horns and trumpets, and of cymbals, crash, and the playing of lyres, and harps. They brought the Ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and they presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before God. He appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of God. They were to play the lyres and harps. Asaph was to sound the cymbals. And Benaiah and Jahaziel, the priests, were to blow the trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Covenant of God. That day, David first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing for joy to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. That's just an absolutely amazing picture of how the Israelites worship God at such a major event in their history of bringing the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem. And it just gives us a whole host of things that we can do in our worship. We're going to sing one more song before Stu comes to talk to us.
I'm not going to judge. Please come join me down the front because I'm feeling a bit lonely. So children, come and sit down. Sit. Listen. I'll sit.
Sit
I spent this morning stealing stuff from my house to come and show you this morning.
I did.
Right, can someone tell me what word we're looking at this morning?
Worship.
Excellent. And sometimes, I say sometimes, it's easier to worship in church, isn't it? Because we have musicians to help us sing. We've got people at the front to help us pray and lead us in worship. But sometimes, when we go out the door, things get in the way. So what we're going to do is we're going to explore a few of the things which might get in the way. Now, a reminder, this is a child-friendly service. I'm aware that there's things which I might put in this pillowcase should have been a different audience. But what I need is some people to help find some objects and suggest how people might worship them. Okay, Holly, find something in there. No? Okay, do you want to stand up and show everyone what it is? Right, what is it? Tell everyone what it is, Holly. Or do you want?
It's a window cleaner.
What?
It's a window cleaner.
For what? Where would you use that?
You'd use it on your window.
Of what? Thanks, Holly. Yeah. You use it on the window of a car, okay? You didn't read the script. You've got to read the script. Some people worship cars. How do you think people worship cars? Yep.
If they look really nice and, yeah.
Exactly. If they look, a lot of people spend a lot of time washing the cars, waxing it, making it look really nice. Okay? I don't know. I'm not, you know, there's some reactions which might suggest this applies to some of you. Right, another one. Right, Lily. Okay, can you tell me what that is?
What is it? A wallet.
A wallet. And what do you think people might worship to do with wallet?
Money.
Money. Yes. So, you know, money is something which some people put worship. They put money before everything else. They want money, they want to spend things, buy the latest gadget. Sometimes they might be generous and just want to put their money into other people, but it's something that happens. Right, another object. Right, go on, Jake. What's that?
Xbox controller.
And what do you think that has to do with worship?
Play games on Xbox.
Yeah, play too many games on Xbox, Archie Conway. It's quite good. This half term, I've discovered how to lock it. So he's only got so many hours and things, haven't you? Hours? Hour. Stuff. Yeah, so gaming. You know, spend time online, computers, technology, gadgets, phones, stuff like that. Spending far too much time on those things. All right, anyone else want to? Go on then, Millie. Because you're my son. That's the price you pay. And you know what's in there as well. Come on, Millie, it's not a... Okay, what have you got?
A telephone.
A telephone. And what do you think people do with that? What do you do with a telephone? Not sure. Well, some people... Hi, honey. worship telephone. And by telephone, I mean... friends, family, and that might not sound like a bad thing, but if you spend too much time mixing with friends and things like that, it could distract us from what we should be doing. Come on then, Rosanna. Do you want to go? Okay. Come on. People want their lunch. Right, what's this?
A mirror.
Whose mirror is it?
Mine.
Okay, so what could that have to do?
See yourself.
Excellent. So, some people spend too much time, not me, obviously, looking at ourselves in the mirror. fascinated with how we look, you know, what people view us as, you know, getting our hair right, makeup, and all that sort of thing. Oh, come on in. I got magic. Right, what have we got here? Yeah, it's been washed. We've got here a football top. So, what do you think that says?
England.
England, yeah. So, supporting your country. I don't know if many people are supporting England after yesterday's match. I thought Scott might make an appearance, but obviously not. So, sports. You know, obviously, either playing sports or putting all the energy and time into being sporty. And I'm going to chat a little bit about that in a minute. But also, following sports. I support Tottenham Hotspur. I shouldn't really say that. So do you. Excellent. And, yeah, some when they win, I'm really happy. And when they lose, it gets me a bit sad. Right. Have you got anything? Go on then, Callum. Have you got one? It's a key in my wallet. Right, Callum, what have you got there?
A calculator.
What do you think that has to do with?
Numbers.
Numbers, excellent. I couldn't really think of one to put in for work, but I suppose calculators might be handy. But work. Some people put a lot of time and energy into their work. They like to get things done, be efficient, but they can sometimes lose track of what's important by doing too much time on work. Right, one more thing. There you go. What have you got?
It's a TV remote.
A TV remote control. Okay, so very similar, I suppose, to computer games, but TV, watching too much TV, it's very easy to just go home and switch the TV on.
Or play Xbox.
Or play Xbox on it.
Like me.
See, some of these things aren't necessarily bad, are they? It's okay to work, don't you think? It's okay to have friends, and it's okay to take care of ourselves. It's all right to look after cars. It's all right to have money and spend it in the right way. Sports, TV, and games. All these things can be really, really good and helpful, but when we start putting them as the most important thing in our lives, that's when it becomes a bit more dangerous. And when we spend a lot of time thinking about them, more than we spend about thinking about God, then that's when these things start to become a problem. There's a verse in the Bible written in a book by a man called Paul. And this verse speaks about worship. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. We won't always have jobs, whether that's for good reasons or bad reasons. Eventually, hopefully, we'll finish working and we'll do something called retirement. I'm looking forward to that day. Yeah, our friends come and go. I think about friends I had at university and at school, and I don't speak to them anymore. They're not my friends. There's nothing wrong. I just don't speak to them anymore because they've moved on. Ourselves, well, we get grey hair, maybe. Or we start to understand that our looks change as we get older. Our bodies change, and we're not as beautiful as I used to be. Car, okay? Our cars, they get old and rusty. Money. Okay. You love money? Okay. Thanks. Sports. Okay, I've been kicked off the Rayleigh Baptist Church football team because I'm not good enough anymore. No, don't. It's right. It's a good decision, but it's fair. TV? I'm not lying. Who fighted you? If anyone wants to know why I like to talk in the evening, this is the reason. You'll get heckled for my own son. TV. Yeah, TV can, it's never as good. There's only a few good TV series on again. And computer games, they always get replaced, you always get bored, move on to the next thing. None of these things last. None of these things... Oh, Archie. None of these things last. And that's what Paul was talking about. He was talking about athletes because at the time of the Bible, they didn't have TVs and Xboxes and cars. But athletes is something that we all know about, people who train. If you're training to be an athlete, what sort of things do you have to do? Yep.
You have to practice every day.
Excellent. You have to practice every day. And that means you can't spend time... Okay. Practice every day. What else do you think you have to do when you're training to be an athlete? No. Right. Yep. Your hand is up. But there's...
Running.
Running. So you have to run, train... Yep.
Jogging.
Jogging, okay.
I can give you two things.
Okay.
Hopping and jumping.
Right, these are things that you do, but last thing.
Don't you have to dedicate yourself to practicing every day and doing it every single day?
Absolutely, you've got to really dedicate yourself.
Try not to get yourself distracted.
That is brilliant. I like that. As an athlete, you've got to focus, haven't you? You've got to eat the right foods. You've got to know exactly what you need to do at the right time to train. And do not allow yourself to get distracted. Josh, that's brilliant. But we do it to get a crown to last forever. We do what? What is it that Paul was talking about to get a crown? Yeah? He is. He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about worshipping God, putting God first, okay? And that if we worship God and put him first above all these other things, we will be working towards something that will last forever. Hands up if you've ever wanted to be a princess. You have, Holly, don't you? I know you have. Okay? Princesses have crowns, don't they? And what about kings or princes? Anyone want to be a prince? Shush. Okay, so crowns are something which make you important, or we give to important people. And that's what God wants to give to us. He wants to give us a crown, okay, because he wants to show us how important we are. But first, we have to show God how important he is. It does go on forever. That's quite good. Right. Excellent. Well, thank you for coming down and helping me explain a bit more about worship and how if we worship God, then we'll that worship, all that energy we put into giving God his glory and praising him, that will go towards us something that will last forever. I'm not sure I enjoyed you being at the front, Archie. We did, yeah. Comedy value. I'm going to write the band up very quickly. So, band, if you want to go, we're going to sing a song which talks about, you know, that worship's not just about singing. It's about giving everything that we have to God. We've got to have words, you and me.
If you'd like to stand...